May everyone be auspicious.
那今天我们做清明的超度。
This evening we have performed the Qingming Bardo ceremony.
超度的时候啊,
During the Bardo
啊, 当我,
ceremony,
坛城的面前,
when I was standing in front of the three jewels of the altar, I had saw instead of the Tathagata hand, and the hand is performed in this mudra, and then within the universe, there were many great blessings of the blessing drops. All the spirituals, the deceased ones, and including the living beings, all have received the CD blessing from Tathagata. Then following, then was a second Tathagata hand, and the Tathagata hand was holding that of the lotus. It is the shape of that of the lotus that we often form.
莲花呢,
and this lotus then transform to a larger size, and it transformed to the size of like that of the universe for all those deceased and spiritual beings. They are then in this lotus flower.
啊,这是很好的这个今天的超度的这个景象。
These are very good sceneries for the Bardo ceremony. Allow us now to go ahead and continue the Six Patriarchs, the Platform Sutra. Here is the following verse. This particular verse is very suitable to Master Lian Sen's earlier discourse. This phrase says, it says, audience, the capacity of the mind is vast and wide. You should know that it pervades the whole Dharma, but most of all, when we use it, we can know something of everything. And when we use it to its full capacity, we shall know all, for all in one, and one in all. When our mind works without hindrance, it is then at the liberty for what we call it to come or to go. Then it is in a state of prajna. The sentence here that has been given is very similar to what Master Lian Sen has said, as he said, as a cultivator, for that of our heart, it must be very vast, because you must stabilize, but most important with this, you must allow your heart, most important of all, to maintain the stability, but we know that it is very hard. When it is moved, it is because the vastness that lies within that of your heart. If your heart follows all things and it moves as a result, then as a result you will derive two troubles or that of stress. For all of that of the Dharma realms, it does not reside only in this human realm, like that what Master Lian Sen has said. It says all things here in this realm talk about your position, your name, your fame, the feelings, about slanders or criticism, the right of a wrong. All these are characteristics that lies within this human realm.
你的心如果呢,
if your heart is as vast as that of the universe,
就是圣,
and that is with this universe, is following that of the importance of the ten realm that lies from within, that is Buddha, Bodhisattva,
声闻,
all of the teachings that lies from within the heavenly, as a human, the asharas, the hell realm, the hunger realm, the animal realms,
我们佛教里面说,
or these are the realms that lies within the Buddhism.
就十法界了,
for that is the ultimate, the ten realms, the ten heavenly realms. But if your heart,
这个周边法界,
the surrounding environment that where your heart lies,
通通你都包容,
but yet you are able to encompass the entire universe, then you will be able to be freely, is to be able to come or to be able to go.
而且这里提到了,
and here it mentions,
你那个时候啊, 你心很广大,
in that moment,
你心很广大,
while your heart is vast,
你对一件事情,
for everything that you are encountered, and you can see it very clearly.
那么在应用, 在应用在这个你的一个生活当中啊,
if you use the preachings of that of the Buddha, and you know the origin of all things,
很多事情你都能够明白,
for the many things that are happening, you understand.
这个不明白,
if you do not, then it is because yourself, your heart is small, so you can understand. But if your heart is grand as that of the great universe, then many things that you are seeing, you'll be able to see it very transparent. It's like what Master Lin Sun said earlier in this human realm. If you can see it so transparently, you are not going to be too joyful, nor will you be unhappy by grand, but your heart has no hindrance.
那个带是三点水一个带。
It is a Chinese word. It is translated to die. What is it called? You see?
有边无边。
For that is the no forms that lies.
我是读边啊。
I am reading it from the side. That is in Chinese called die. It's a three representation of the characteristic. It's called water. It doesn't matter. It is a word that has no meaning.
这个无字的话就是
the words that means no meaning means
很自由自在的
you are free
很自如的
as freely for this is the meaning of the word you have no blockage no obstacles in your heart
没有阻碍就不起烦恼
for you have no obstacles and therefore you won't have any stressBut once you have this obstacles within, then you will derive to that of your stress and troubles. So as a cultivator, what is it we're cultivating to what the six PR said at this moment?
一切即一啊,
for all
一切啊,
in one and one and all
既来自由啊,
to be able to come that of one's freely without any hindrance, for then this is known as a state of prajna, when your mind works without hindrance. For the wisdom of the prajna is this is the true prajna, the wisdom of all. So us as practitioners, our mind, we must be like that of the six picture, that it must be vast. If that of your mind is not vast in its capacity,then you will have more stress and more worries. And when you are going to be reborn, you cannot enter that of the heavenly realm. Don't even talk about the Western paradise or attain that of the Buddhahood or the Bodhisattva.
But
you know, when a human being encounters the tiger, like what Master Lin Sun said, you recite the Fourfold Refuge Mantra, then youcan be eaten. At that time, then you will be reborn. And then the tiger has received the refuge of the fourfold.
这个不容易啊,
for this is not easy to accomplish because that of the mind is vast. And you're able to allow your life to be taken by the tiger. Or also taking a piece of that of your body for that of the heavenly. For this is all lies within one's mind, that in most part of your heart, is it large or is it not? If you're not able to increase that of one's capacity with your heart, how can you then embrace the four measurement? Like within the mandala that lies in the tantric, there are the mandala. Inside of it has three animals. If you are greed, then you will transform to that of a chicken. Why? Because chickens, they are greedy in that because of the characteristic. And one is a snake. What is the representation of the snake? Because in your heart, you're always thinking you want to harm others. For you have poisonous that lies within heart. You don't have love in terms of compassion for sentient beings. But instead, you have hatred or poison for the sentient beings. So then you will be reincarnate as a snake.
另外还有一个,
there is another animal.
你没有智慧,
if you have no wisdom and not able, but rather cannot distinguish what is truth and not, especially that of the gossip, you don't understand the Buddha Dharma, and you don't allow yourself to practice the truth and the righteousness, then this third animal, you'll be transformed to pig. So the mandala that lies with the six animal realm, first one is a chicken, next is snake, and the next is pig. Then represents your greed, temptation, and ignorance. All these three characteristics will then be transformed. As a human, if we have these three characteristics, in that which of your heart is not vast, then you are residing in these three realms. So, greed will be transformed into that of the hell realm. Temptation will then become a hunger spirit. Ignorance become that of animal realm. The karma that is discussed here in the Buddhism, it is shaped like this. It is stated, so when that of the mind is vast and wide, and it pervades the whole Dharmatata, when we use it, we can know something of everything, and when we are in the fullest capacity, we shall know all in one, and one in all. When our mind works without hindrance and it has liberty to come or to go, then it is in the state of prajna. This is what Six Patriarch has said. This is to focus us as a practitioner of what we have said. So, as cultivators, we must practice the importance of your mind to be that of vast. Actually, in the Tantrayana practice, we know what is called unification of oneness. That is, you and the Buddha unify as one and unite. And that is of the mind is unite as one with the Buddha. When it is united, then it is called unification of oneness. But if you as a cultivator, the thought, the mind, is very small, and then it's also very poisonous, and then it's very harmful, is dirty, is poison.
而且你那个心啊,
and then your mind
of heart, 非常的这个污秽,
very,
你说怎么合体, 密教里面怎么讲?
then unify,
佛如何跟你合体?
How is it that the unification can occur?
那是自的结啊。
For this is something that lies
合在一起,
on it, in which you aren't able to unify, but instead, you have to use that of one's Buddha nature to be together in order for the unification to occur. As a practitioner, when you accept the Bodhisattva vows, you become Bodhisattva. But if your practice of your mind is not like that of a Bodhisattva,But most important of all, when you are able to unite as one, for we are all practicing the Yidaman practice, to be able to unite with your Yidaman as one is all. If you could truthfully unite with your Yidaman, then your mind, your practice, and most part of your heart will be as vast like that of your Bodhisattva. That is the only time can you then unify as the Yidaman.But if your mind and heart is not like it, but instead if it can and unify like that of universe, it's like what the six patriarchs said, then when it is all in one, and one is all. For the reasoning and the explanation lies as one. If you can unite as one, then it is one with the Buddha.All the ten realms of the Buddha that lies, and you can unite with the Buddha Sattva, then all the heavenly ten Dharma realm will then be Buddha Sattva. If you unite with Yidama or your personal deity, then all the ten Dharma realms will then transform to the primary deity of your practice. For this is the reasoning and the explanation that lies in the six patriarchs teaching. So to say,
一个月亮啊，能够映
在天江上 can shine upon that of the Qianjiang River.
修一个法
when you are cultivating one Dharma, it could actually migrate, transform into the multitudes of the Dharma. Why? When you cultivate the Amitabha, primary deity, and you could unite with Amitabha,then all ten Dharma realms you are able to surpass and to enter because you and Amitabha is unite as one. Which one single Buddha may you not be able to unite? Which one particular Bodhisattva or another Arahant can you not unite? Or another one of the enlightened beings can you not be unite with? Which realm may you not be able to enter?Because all is one, all in one. So one represents in all, and all is in one. For this is the basic principle. But if you could have one Dharma that you have able to achieve, then it becomes transcendent into the endless Dharmas for all. This is.This is unification, meaning that lies in the Tantrayana practice. And then Buddhism, it also talked about the Zongquanpa, it is the middle path, the middle way. It talks about the emptiness, it is zero. What is zero represent? It represents and encompasses all.
那么唯识是讲什么呢?
What is it that this
就是讲一
唯识 is talking about, which is actually in this state, it is called about one.
如来藏
That is the truth, the kata,
truth.
Where is Buddha nature?
比喻啊, 就
是 is an example, it's like that of a lotus.
这个莲花的叶
This lotus leaf is all fallen.
变成一个莲石
Then it represents the inner part of the lotus root in itself. But then within it, it has many spots. Then it's called Lian Shi. The Lian Shi transforms into the seed, then the Buddha nature that lies is the seed of this particular lotus. Is letting all of the petals fallen, and that particular lotus plant, inside of it lies the seeds, which is the root, and the seeds lies within this root. That is the origin of your Buddha nature. And that is for what I say, that is all in one. But in Tantra, it is then called of the Dun Ca. If you can unify, then unite, or as union, then the mind will be able to be in great capacity, then you'll be able to surpass that of the realm that you are lying. And then immediately you will then transform all of the city that lies within all of these realms. You will then be able to surpass it for all of the different realms, the realms that we have talked about. You will then be able to surpass it. Then you'll be able to attain that of your own Buddhahood.
So,
to talk about human life, when we are a human being, being a human being, you need to practice. And you must have a mind that is vast, but your heart must also be very large. It's like Master Lian Sen said, if one criticizes you, we must thank them for their criticism, because it's allowing us an opportunity to practice the importance of one's compassion, but most part of is one's heart to be large. If one is slandering you, then instead you are rebuttaling, then this is what it is in the human realm. This is like it. So, if you want to surpass this human realm, to exit like that of one's Buddha nature, you must surpass this human realm. All of these three realms that lies above, once you have surpassed it, then you are a true practitioner called is the true state of prajna, or known as wisdom. If you are seeking fame, power, feelings, or any other characteristics, and then not be able to distinguish that of the right and wrongness, then you will only be in the human realm. When you hear this, all of you should be able to understand it more clearly. To say that all in one, and one in all, it said, is someone who has written this to me. Someone wrote it. In a musical class, a teacher said to the students in this musical class, how many of you enjoy leading music, doing the music? Those who really enjoy music, please stand and come in the front. The few who then stand to the front of the classroom, and the teacher said, please go ahead and move the piano from the first floor over to the fifth floor for those of you who enjoy music. Music and piano at the same, it represents the classification, a group that is in music. But to use it here, It's not really big. There is a little bit of distinction. That is, piano is piano, music is music. It is different.
But
us who understand, we understand to understand the distinction that lies from these two items. A second one is said, one go and have a fishball soup. In Taiwanese culture, it is called a fishball soup. I think we had that this evening. The one who bought the soup spoke to the boss, how much does it cost for this fishball? And it says it costs $50 in Taiwanese dollar. And what about just for the soup itself? Soup doesn't cost any money. Then may I have two bowls of soup instead? Because they don't want to have the fish balls, they just wanted the soup. They just want to drink it and not eat the fish ball. This, to distinguish the two classes, to distinguish the fish ball and the soup, there are distinctions. The fish ball costs money, the soup does not. But you cannot only just drink the soup. You have to eat what is called a fishball soup. You still have to pay and have the money. So there are many things. You must be able to distinguish the classifications that lies from within. Regarding the similarities, the wife had a dream. The husband gave her $1,000, and then she was very excited the next day, told the husband, last night I dreamed you gave me $1,000. It was very special, very, therefore she wanted to get the money from the husband, and the husband then replied, luckily, last night I also had a dream. I gave you $1,000. The meaning of this, the husband also had the same dream of giving the wife, and then the wife also has received. This is then considered all in one, one in all. This is the meaning. In the earlier two scenarios, it was distinguishing the categories, but then the similarity, all is in one, one is all. If you say in the future, oh, you have dreamt something, then I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I have also conducted in this fashion in the dream. Then that way, each of the individuals will not be obliged by any action. I know in the past, I have worries. I tell everyone, for Sizun, I have worries. I've had many. From when I was young, even from when I was little, I've had worries. Until I have learned Buddha Dharma, once I have realized the true wisdom, and then the mind and the heart is vast. As a result, and to able to also do the charitable deeds, I feel for the sentient beings, I have seen many. I don't want to lose any, especially in Africa, for those children, for those who are in suffering of illness, especially for the elderly too. When I see the older individuals, it is very difficult to go up and down the transportation means. It allows me to want to build elderly homes. You want to build an elderly retirement home? But there are many rules. rules and regulations, it's very easily to be sued. There are many, many troubles that comes with the elderly. But in my heart, I want to.
对贫穷的不忍.
For those who are poor,
对贫困的不忍.
For the ones who are receiving
对受灾难的.
The sufferings, especially those who have encountered the calamities, whether it's earthquake, the weather impact, the disasters, we all want to go and help them. So therefore, when I see what I have seen here in my eye, in this realm, there are different things and there are different worries. You must be able to cultivate to the vastness of that of one's mind and be wise within this Dharma. Of course, we also feel for those in the hell, animal, hunger, ghost realm. It is very hard for us to accept, but we also can see the human behavior, the natures that lies from within. We also can see, but by having the Buddha's eye to see, we could also identify and be transparent with it. We will try our best to follow naturally. Why? Because it is very hard for us. We could forgive others, to forgive all. Why? Because you can see the human natures and the characteristics, the behaviors that one have. The elderly center, the sufferings. So I like to see a center that will be focused on the hospice program for the elderly, like the Rainbow Temple, will have the pagoda for the high spirits. They will be built to allow them to be able to avoid the weathers that lies in this room. Even when those individuals who have died, we also still have to take care, especially when one just passed away, the sufferings they have. We must show the love, especially the elderly, especially the lesser fortunate children, which are the orphanage, for they are also very much in suffering here. For one's mind and heart, it must be vast and wide. It also represents that of your exterior, that of the mind and the heart, which is also the Buddhi heart. And that is following that most important inner self is to be kind and most important of all. Om Mani Padme Hum.